always puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. The time is abandoned Manitoba o'clock. What? It sounded good in my head, Gordon. You don't like it?
Oh, no, it's perfectly appropriate.
You laughed very kindly, maybe out of sympathy or maybe because you thought it was funny. Hello and welcome.
Good morning.
Some very exciting news today.
Indeed. Yes, I teased our listeners last week to say that I would be making a bit of an announcement today of an initiative connected to National Historic Places Days. That's a project of the National Trust for Canada, and it intended to draw attention to places across Canada that connect us to the past. Well, that same day, the 11th of July, 2 days ago, the Manitoba Historical Society had an announcement of a new project that I'm really juiced about. I hope, anyway, our faithful listeners will love it. And that project is called MHS Insight.
Ooh, Insight spelled I-N-S-I-T-E. Tell us all about it.
Yes, as opposed to Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, but there is a bit of a play on words there. The idea is to provide insight, you know, knowledge about sites. It's what the cool kids would call an app, or an application for Apple and Android smartphones, and it gives them the ability to learn about historic sites all over Manitoba. Now, it builds on something that we have been producing over the last 15 years, our historic sites of Manitoba project, in which we've put nearly 10,000 buildings, museums, cemeteries, and, well, a whole variety of other things onto an interactive online map. But previously, that map was accessible only via a computer. You know, it did work on a smartphone, but the experience wasn't that great because it was not designed to take full advantage of smartphone capabilities. So, for example, a smartphone knows exactly where it's located at any moment. So the new Insight app shows you what historic sites are in your immediate vicinity. Essentially, it brings history right into your neighborhood.
How did this come about?
Well, I've wanted an app version of our interactive map for a long time, but I frankly didn't have the expertise needed to create one. And that's why about 2 years ago, I was excited to be contacted by a fellow named Kyle Ticon. He told me that he might be able to help. He's an IT professional, and he's a skilled programmer who, in his spare time, was developing an app for his Android smartphone that would show the historic sites around Winnipeg. Now, rather than collect the information on these historic sites himself, or to use a somewhat limited database available from the city of Winnipeg, Kyle wondered if he could access the MHS's extensive database that already existed, and not just for Winnipeg, but for the entire province. So we met with Kyle, we listened to his plan to use our data in a much more powerful way, and we said, yeah, we're on board. But much as I was impressed by his idea, there was an aspect that concerned me.
And what was that?
Well, Kyle was building his Historic Sites app exclusively for Android-based phones. And yes, there are many people out there using such phones, but there's a lot who, like me, use an Apple iPhone. And I wanted Kyle's app to work on both types of smartphones. But he admitted that he didn't have the tools that he needed to develop an app for Apple phones, so the Manitoba Historical Society submitted an application for funding from the provincial government on his behalf. That application was successful, so I want to go on record here this morning to thank the Manitoba Heritage Grants Program for its support that enabled the creation of MHS Insight.
How can a listener get MHS Insight?
Well, it's available at no charge from the Apple App Store for iPhones and the Google Play Store for Android phones. Search for MHS Insight. And again, Insight is spelled I-N-S-I-T-E. You have to spell it correctly. The app icon has a small map of Manitoba and the word Insight, so you'll recognize it when you see it in the App Store. After it's installed on your phone, open it, and the first thing it'll do is to load its database of historic sites. Then that'll take just a few seconds, and then it shows a map with a dot in the middle where the smartphone, well, where you are located. The default map shows roads and outlines of buildings, but if you want, there's an icon in the upper left corner of the map that'll turn on satellite view, and then you'll see a photograph of the landscape with all of the details that are there.
And how do historic sites appear on the map?
Well, there's a whole series of colored icons that appear on the map showing different categories of sites. So, for example, there's a little red house that indicates the location of a building. There, in fact, are six categories in total, and InSight provides an option to turn on and off any of the categories. You know, you may not want to know, you know, where certain kinds of things are located. You can turn it off if you want. Ultimately, for much of southern Manitoba, and especially here in Winnipeg, well, sometimes there's just so many sites in the database that it becomes rather messy. So, for example, if you zoom out the map by pinching outwards with your thumb and your forefinger, sometimes there are just way too many sites. It would just be overwhelming. So what happens instead is the app consolidates them into a single circle with a number in the middle that indicates how many sites are enclosed at that spot.
And what about if someone wants to know about a site identified on the map?
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of touching the icon with a fingertip, and a window will appear at the bottom of your screen, and it gives the name of the site. It has photos that we've taken of it, and there's some descriptive text. Sometimes it's lengthy, sometimes it's a little shorter, depending on what we know. And at the bottom of the page is a link to the MHS website, where you can find more information, sometimes much more. So let's suppose that you're interested in visiting a site. The app tells you the distance in kilometers that you are from the site. And what you can do then is that, well, you can ask it to navigate. Essentially, there's an icon and you tap it and it'll switch over to the navigation app on your phone and it'll plot a route right to the spot. You know, so whether if you're close, it'll tell you how to walk along the sidewalk. If you're a little further, it'll tell you how to bike along a path. Or if you're a long ways away, how to drive along a highway. It's so easy. And, you know, there's no way to get lost along the way. At least, I don't think so.
Is there any kind of search engine built into the MHS site?
There is. You know, so at the top of the InSight window is a search box where you can enter words that appear in the name of a site. So let's suppose you're interested in Ukrainian Catholic churches. There's lots of them in Manitoba. You enter that exact phrase, Ukrainian Catholic Church, into the search box, and you'll see a list of 136 such churches. I checked ahead of time just to be sure. And beside each name of each church, its distance from you. And even if you don't search for a particular place, just seeing what's near you can be fascinating. You know, in some cases, there's really nothing visible at a site. In fact, one of the fastest growing categories in the database are spots where there's nothing left. So, for example, Bruce this morning told me that where he sits today in the studio, there used to be a Salisbury House restaurant. Well, of course, it's gone now, and the building was torn down so they could expand the building to include the studio. Well, that can be a location in the database. It could be a little symbol you click on, and it'll tell you a little bit about the Salisbury House, maybe a picture of the building, maybe a little bit of information of when it was built, and so on. So there's all sorts of things that can appear in this database, even if there's nothing visible to see. Places where significant events took place or where buildings used to stand. You know, whether you're a lifelong Manitoban like me or a new arrival, I really think that this would be a great way to learn about the history of Manitoba.
Does MHS InSight work on any devices in addition to smartphones?
Well, you know, I've installed it on my Apple iPad, and it works great. And in fact, in some ways, better than on a smartphone because there's more screen real estate to show the historic sites. And I really like to delve right in and look at everything. And I've not tested it, but I'm sure it works just as well on an Android-based tablet. But otherwise, if you're using a Windows or a Mac computer, you can continue to use the web browser-based version of our interactive map. So there is an option pretty much for whatever computing platform you may have. One caveat, though, is that whatever device you use should be connected to the internet, either using local Wi-Fi or cellular data. InSight will work without internet access, you know, but the experience isn't quite as good. You won't see photos. The routing using the navigation app won't work. In other words, you're much better served if you're online.
Are you looking for feedback on the app?
Oh, yeah. You know, I expect that as people explore Manitoba using InSight, they're going to find errors. Yeah, they're there. I'm not perfect. And if they find a mistake, I hope they'll contact me. There's information in the app to tell people how to do that. And, you know, maybe they're going to find other things that they know about that aren't in the app, and they'll let me know about those too, so we can add them. Maybe there's been a change. Maybe a building that I've photographed years ago has been heavily modified, or maybe it's been demolished since my last visit. Well, I want to know these kind of updates. And of course, from a technical perspective, I'm sure Kyle would want to know if maybe somebody has discovered a problem with the app, or maybe even a feature they think it would be make it even better. So he's mentioned in the app as well. But I do want to mention that this has all been developed on a rather shoestring budget. You know, and the Manitoba Historical Society is a charity, so we're always grateful for support. You know, donations, there's a link to the means to donate in the app. And so if anybody feels that they really love this thing and they'd like to help us build more things like this, please do so. In the meantime, go ahead, download Insight and give it a try. I bet you're going to love it as much as I do. And I want to end by saying kudos to Kyle Ticon for all his hard work in creating MHS Insight.
Such a match made in heaven.
Oh, perfect. And he's also a keen traveler. He sent me a bunch of pictures that he's taken on some of his travels around the province. So I think we've got him hooked.
Do you have like an audio feature on the app? I'm just thinking of people who are visually impaired, they can hear it. It's narrating.
See, there's a feature that I think maybe that's a new version we're going to have. Yes, you're absolutely right. We shouldn't leave people out who can't hear.
So, or just if you're looking at the space and you can hear it being, you know, like when you go to museums and you hear like you have those...
Or if you're driving in your car by yourself, you know, you probably shouldn't be looking at your phone. You should maybe have the phone narrate to you and say, up ahead on the left is such and such.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool. I'll pull in and have a look.
Thank you for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, for each of the past 6 years, before National Historic Places Days end, and that's this year on the 20th, the Manitoba Historical Society has unveiled a list of structures around Manitoba that we think are at risk. Next week, I'm going to share with our listeners the 10 places on our endangered list for 2025.
Thank you, Gordon.
We'll talk then. Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.